From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Prioritizing refugee held in Tianjin quake handling. Russian President Vladimir Putin offers condolences to President Joko Widodo over Tianjin earthquake. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture has assured that the health of refugees is being prioritized in efforts to handle the impact of the 5.6 magnitude earthquake that rattled Tianjin District, West Java on Monday. Deputy for the Coordination of Health Quality Improvement and Population Development at the Ministry, Agus Suprapto, said on Tuesday, "The government is striving to maintain the refugee shelters so they are always clean and have adequate sanitation. In addition, it is being ensured that the basic needs of refugees, such as food, medicine, and blankets, are fulfilled when they stay at the refugee center. One of the main keys to maintaining the health of the refugees is a sufficient supply of clean water." Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed condolences to Indonesia after a powerful earthquake that struck the Tianjin Regency of West Java. Putin sent his message of condolences to President Joko Widodo via the Russian embassy on Tuesday. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake centered in Tianjin Regency shook the area on Monday noon, November 21st. At the time of this publication, the disaster is reported to have taken at least 260 lives and injured hundreds more and displaced over 7,000 people. Next, we have the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Hsien Loong, on Tuesday has written to Indonesian President Joko Widodo to deliver his condolences on the earthquake that took place in Tianjin, West Java. The disaster has taken the lives of at least 268 people, most of whom are children. In his letter, Prime Minister Lee said he was deeply saddened to hear about the loss of many lives caused by the earthquake. The Prime Minister also wrote that he is confident Indonesia will overcome this adversity and recover quickly, and that he would like President Jokowi to let him know if Singapore can be of any assistance in the relief effort. We continue with the G20 summit held in Nusa Dua, Badung, Bali on November 15 to the 16, 2022 that has resulted in many benefits for Indonesia. Indonesia's G20 presidency this year was used by the government to invite developed countries to collaborate and strengthen cooperation in investment in the economy, especially for the development of transportation infrastructure in Indonesia. The G20 summit successfully showcased Indonesia's commitment to the transition from fossil energy to renewable energy, particularly through the use of hundreds of electric vehicles, for the heads of state and delegates attending the event. The last national news comes from Indonesia's Agriculture Ministry, the World Organization for Animal Health, and the Food and Agriculture Organization on Tuesday outlined measures for controlling antimicrobial resistance in Indonesia. Director General of Livestock and Animal Health at the Ministry, Nasrullah, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, "This declaration is a form of commitment and concrete step from the industry for the National Action Plan for Controlling Antimicrobial Resistance for 2020-2024. Microbes are expected to become the leading cause of death in the world by 2050. It has been predicted that antimicrobial resistance may cause 10 million deaths." Now we continue with the international news. The defense chiefs of South Korea and Australia held talks in Cambodia on Tuesday and agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in the arms industry. According to Seoul's defense ministry, Defense Minister Lee Jong-suk and his Australian counterpart Richard Marles held a meeting in Siem Reap on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus. In their first meeting since Lee's visit to Australia in August, the two sides agreed to further enhance cooperation in defense and the military, with a focus on increased personnel exchanges. We end the news with France and Germany that will reportedly devise measures to protect the European auto industry if there is no progress in negotiations on the US inflation reduction over the exclusion of electric vehicles assembled outside North America from tax subsidies. According to Reuters and other media, French Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire and his German counterpart Robert Habeck issued the position in a joint press conference after talks in Paris. The French minister reportedly said Europe must prioritize the defense of its interests. Minister Bruno added, "The European Union could create a bi-European act in response." Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Embassy of Indonesia in Tokyo encourages the opening of access for mangoes to Japan. The Embassy of Indonesia in Tokyo accompanied the Japanese business delegation to meet Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo in Jakarta on Wednesday, 16 November, in attempting to encourage the market access for Indonesian tropical fruits such as mangoes. Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo, in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, 18 November, stated that the business trip of the Japanese business delegation was a proof that Indonesian mangoes have great potential to compete in Japan. He emphasized his commitment to accelerate the finalization of discussions on access to the Indonesian tropical fruit market with the government of Japan. Meanwhile, Ambassador of Indonesia to Japan, Harry Ahmadi, explained that the export opportunity for Indonesian tropical fruits to Japan is very high, because Japan's domestic fruit production is only 39% of market demand. He also said that the business trip facility for the Japanese fruit importers to Indonesia was the proactive effort of the Embassy of Indonesia in Tokyo, along with the government of West Java and West Java Development Institute of Pajajaran University. After meeting with Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo, the Japanese business delegation, led by coordinator of the economic function of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Rima Cempaka, continue a business visit to West Java to inspect mango plantations in Sumedang and conduct business matching with local exporters. Previously, during the meeting between President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister of Japan Fumio Kishida in Tokyo last July 28, Prime Minister Kishida confirmed that Japan is ready to support the access preparations of Indonesian mango import to Japan. Indonesia's total fruit export to Japan reached $3.16 million, or around 49.4 billion rupiah. The majority of commodities are bananas and pineapples. This value is very low considering there is high export potential of Indonesian fruit, particularly mangoes. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 23, 1947 about death carriage tragedy in Bondowoso. Gerbong Mau tragedy occurred when the Dutch occupation forces in Indonesia intended to move freedom fighter prisoners from Bondowoso prison to Kalisosok prison, Surabaya, East Java. The 100 prisoners were packed into three boxcars which were hermetically sealed without ventilation, because the roof and walls of the carriages were made of tightly closed steel plates, and the journey took 16 hours when they arrived at Wonokromo Station, Surabaya. 46 people were recorded dead and 52 people critical. This incident made the Netherlands cornered in the eyes of the international community. After this incident, the United Nations Security Council formed the Three Nations Commission to accelerate the transfer of sovereignty to Indonesia. Now we move to an event on November 23, 1996, when the Ethiopian Airlines plane was hijacked. A Boeing 767-961 operated by Ethiopian Airlines from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to Nairobi, Kenya, was hijacked and made an emergency landing on November 23, 1996. the hijackers forced the pilot to fly to Australia because there wasn't enough fuel and one of the plane's engines died when the plane was in the vicinity of Moroni, the Comoros Islands. The plane finally made an emergency landing in the water. This incident resulted in the death of 123 of the 175 passengers and cabin crew. The motive for the hijacking of the plane is still unknown. We end today in history with an event on November 23, 2002 about bloody protests against the Miss World Beauty pageant in Nigeria. Beauty contest Miss World, which should be held in Nigeria, moved to London following bloody protests that resulted in 250 people died and 300 people injured in the city of Kaduna, Nigeria. The riots that took place from November 20 to 23, 2002 began with a protest by local Muslim youths regarding an article written by journalist Isioma Daniel in the This Day newspaper. This journalist called the Miss World pageant an insult to the Prophet Muhammad. Implementation of Miss World then moved to London. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih bila nanti saatnya telah tiba. Ku ingin kau menjadi istri.
cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Istriku.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia is committed to preventing, eradicating, and financing terrorism. The head of the Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, Boy Rafli Amar, stated that Indonesia is committed to preventing, eradicating, and fighting terrorism financing. Speaking at the third No Money for Terror Ministerial Conference on Counterterrorism Financing in New Delhi, India, from 18th until 19th of November 2022, he revealed that currently Indonesia is on its way to full membership of the Financial Action Task Force. Quoting the official website of the agency, in an annual event discussing integrated approaches and collective involvement in tackling the crime of terrorism financing, Boy Rafli Amar specifically stated readiness to cooperate with countries in mitigating the risk of criminal acts of terrorism financing. He explained that the government is responsible for providing space for non-profit organizations in Indonesia to create a healthy sector. Yet there is a need for a strong regulatory framework and supervision of non-profit organizations so as not to get involved in the financing of terrorism. He further said that strong regulations are important because criminal acts of terrorism funding in Indonesia usually come from misuse of funds by non-profit organizations, providers of goods and services to professional institutions. Indonesia also continues to strengthen cooperation in combating terrorism to build global peace. One of them is cooperation with Canada. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, 16th November 2022, Boy Rafli Amar and Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Nadia Berger, signed a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU in counterterrorism cooperation. Boy Rafli also said that this is a milestone to further enhance and strengthen the partnership that has been well developed so far. The signing of the MOU is based on the Indonesia-Canada Plan of Action 2022 until 2025 framework. Through this framework, both countries are committed to strengthening cooperation in countering terrorism, preventing and eradicating transnational crimes, combating people smuggling and trafficking in persons through capacity building. Bilateral cooperation in the prevention and control of terrorism takes into account human rights and gender-based approaches. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
Candu ingin terus kulihat walau ku berandai kau di sini mengobati rindu ruai sunyi ku sendiri meratapi perasaan yang tak jua didengar takkan apa bila rasa
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, Mount Papandayan is stratovolcano located in Garut Regency, West Java, presently in Cisurapan District. The mountain, with an altitude of 2,665 meters above sea level, is located about 70 kilometers southeast of Bandung City. On Mount Papandayan, there are several famous craters. Some of them are the Mas Crater, the Baru Crater, the Nangklak Crater, and the Manu Crater. Papandayan Crater is a volcanic complex that is still active, covering an area of 10 hectares. In the crater complex, there are large and small magma holes, which emit smoke or water vapor to cause various kinds of unique sounds. In historical records, Papandayan volcano is recorded to have erupted several times, with major eruptions in 1772 and destroyed at least 40 villages and killed around 2,957 people. If you want to visit this tourism destination, you can use private or public transportation. For visitors who use public transportation from Jakarta, Bogor, and Bandung and its surroundings, they must first go to the Guntur Garut Terminal and then continue their journey to foot of the mountain. Interestingly, Mount Papandayan is quite easy to climb because the hiking trail is not too steep and the mountain itself is not too tall. The existing facilities are quite complete for a mountain, starting from adequate parking, affordable places to eat, clean public toilets, hot springs to gazebos that are comfortable to stay in. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Ternyata hanya kamu tempat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Terlalu Mahal. Terlalu Mahal, which means too expensive. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide on Lake Toba. Dev conveys changes to his planned arrival in Kuala Namu Airport. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu?
Besok. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Saya berangkat besok saja.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you vocabulary related to today's material, terlalu mahal. Terlalu mahal, which means too expensive. I will say the word slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Kapan. Kapan, which means when. Bandara. Bandara, which means airport. Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu? Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu? Which means, when did you arrive at Kuala Namu Airport? Besok. Besok, which means tomorrow. Tiket. Tiket, which means ticket. Pesawat. Pesawat, which means plane. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Which means, airfare today is too expensive. Terlalu, terlalu, which means too. Mahal, mahal, which means expensive. Berangkat, berangkat, which means leaving. Saya berangkat besok saja. Saya berangkat besok saja, which means I'm leaving tomorrow. In the conversation, you heard the expression, tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal, which means today's plane ticket is too expensive. In that sentence, there is the word terlalu. Terlalu, which means too or extremely. It is used to express something beyond ordinary. For example, terlalu mahal. Terlalu mahal, which means too expensive. Terlalu cepat, which means too fast. Terlalu lama, which means too long. In the conversation, the expression terlalu mahal which means too expensive, is used by deaf to state that the price of plane tickets that day is very expensive. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression to show that something exceeds the ordinary, size, price, etc. Amat, amat, which means too or very. Harga tiket hari ini amat mahal. Harga tiket hari ini amat mahal. Which means today's ticket prices are very expensive. Luar biasa, luar biasa. Which means extraordinary. Harga tiket hari ini luar biasa mahal. Harga tiket hari ini luar biasa mahal. Which means today's ticket prices are extraordinarily expensive. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to this example of a conversation once again.
Kapan Anda sampai di Bandara Kuala Namu?
Besok. Tiket pesawat hari ini terlalu mahal. Saya berangkat besok saja.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means touring Lake Toba, and a conversation entitled Terlalu Mahal. Terlalu Mahal, which means too expensive. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to be more familiar with Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Mungkinkah jika aku bermimpi?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I have another song from East Java titled Grimis Grimis, which means drizzling. It's composed by Is Haryanto and became popular by Mus Mulyadi. Even though the title is Grimis Grimis, which means drizzling, it doesn't mention about rain that fall on Thursday night. The message of the lyrics is to live in harmony by being honest to people and stop telling bad things about them behind their backs. I'm sure that some of you are related to this song. Alright, listener, I'm going to play the song Grimis Grimis by Mus Mulyadi. Happy listening!
Wong.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.